Huen.
Huen.
Who?
Okay, so here is this podcast.
And it is round.
All right, and welcome everybody to our third installment, fourth recording, technical difficulties of our podcast. Greg here, joined by Salvador and Mandy.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
George, you sound pretty enthusiastic.
Yeah. Why?
So as always, we do have some news topics for this week to cover, so let's jump right into that. First things first. Apparently, new dev kits being put out for PS4.
Yes.
Shocking. I didn't expect the PS4 to be released next year.
Really? Who'd have thunk it?
Apparently, right now, the code name is Orbis. Whatever the hell that is referencing, I have no idea.
An orb. And us.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
An all-encompassing orb that includes us.
And I'm sure it's going to stray far away from their models. They don't change the builds, really. They don't look that
chunky at the beginning, and then like roadkill afterwards.
And then it gets smaller and smaller and smaller.
Progressively.
Yeah, the new PS3 even has like a grill, you know, imprint on it from where we got hit.
So apparently their goal for the next gen console is to run games at 1080p and 60 frames per second and 3D without any issues. So hopefully they'll live up to that word and they'll actually have strong consoles that can run at full high depth and 60 frames per second. That would be nice.
Still holding breath.
Yeah. Most games now, it's just they can do 1080p, but it just taxes so much on the system. It's just not worth it.
And pretty much like most games at 30 frames per second and 60 would be nice.
Yeah. Battlefield 3.
Yeah, right. No kidding. So, that's the word on the streets. What else? They said that they were saying the dev kits are either going to have 8 or 16 gigs of RAM, which is a good amount for a console especially.
Maybe we'll have a cross-game chat.
That'd be amazing. Vita has it, and PS4 still won't.
Yeah. PS3 couldn't do it because we don't have enough RAM. Way to go, guys. You made the Cell engine, but you can't do cross-game chat.
Fail. Yeah.
Or they're just too lazy. I'm going to go with that.
No, they actually tried. That was a funny thing.
Did they really?
Yeah, that's why they couldn't do it. There was not enough extra RAM during games to run it.
That is quite sad.
Back to your original statement, fail.
Yeah, major fail. But, definitely excited to hear more about the PS4 next year. And then
I'm interested, but skeptical.
I'm holding breath. We'll see what happens.
Well, I know one thing they said is that they're abandoning the Cell architecture for the PS4.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because I know that was a big problem when this generation was like, look, we got something to sell. It's amazing, and the games look pretty. And all the developers are like, we don't know how to code for this. Fuck.
They did say that it would have a Blu-ray drive still, so they're still sticking with Blu-ray, which makes sense.
That's probably, I was about to say, probably very smart on their behalf.
Great question. Do you think the Xbox 360 is going to go Blu-ray, or they can go a proprietary format?
I would say Blu-ray. They'd be retarded not to go Blu-ray. Why would you not go Blu-ray? Yeah. I don't get why you wouldn't. It doesn't make sense why you would not, especially unless they think that all the cloud-based stuff is going to be here, like, and we're going to be dealing with that almost immediately when next gen arrives, which I highly doubt.
Nah, no.
Then I don't see why they wouldn't go Blu-ray.
Amanda?
I'm not sure. Okay. I spaced out. Lewis walked downstairs.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He was talking to me about something. Sorry. Hey, at least I muted my mic
pay
this time.
To him.
No, I paid attention to him. I just muted my mic this time.
Okay. Well, what do you think? Micah's next Xbox Blu-ray drive or another special kind of proprietary disc?
They better have a Blu-ray drive. I like my 360. I'll be pissed.
Yeah. I think they'd be smart to go with the Blu-ray drive, to suck up their pride and be like, yeah, you know, Blu-ray.
I was about to say, because their HD worked out so well for them.
Yeah. I just don't see why they wouldn't go Blu-ray, like I said, other than not being able to swallow their pride.
Yep.
I mean, granted, they sell a shit ton of systems, but I mean, think about how many more people they could have if they had Blu-ray players. Like, how much closer they'd bring that margin, and how much more of a competition it'd be between PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because some people's weighing factors is, okay, so you can play DVDs. Well, my PS3, I can get online. Up until this
Free.
recent update, you couldn't get on the internet and actually surf the internet with the 360.
It still sucks too.
I know, but my point though, you can get a PS3, you can get online, you can Blu-rays, DVDs, play video games, still talk to people, all of the above, and it's a win-win. Only thing you don't have is the awesome Kinect, which is so worth it. Speaking of that fat kid moment a second ago, stuffing face with chips, yeah, Kinect is how you lose all that.
There you go, Microsoft. Are throwing Kinect out for all the masses.
Yeah,
All right, what do you
it's
got next,
fun.
Greg?
So other news, there is going to be a Mass Effect trilogy being released. It is going to be for PC and 360, I believe, next week.
Yep.
And
Same day as
then
Halo 4.
for PS3, it's going to be released on December 4th, but it's going to have some extra DLC. And so I believe this is going to be what, the first time you can get Mass Effect 1 for PS3?
Yeah, the last time they did like some motion comic where you made the decisions they did in Mass Effect, but you never got to actually play the game.
Yeah, so now you actually have the full first game.
Yep. And the 360 gets shafted on the DLC, like bad. They only get like four or five pieces of DLC. The PC like almost has two more pieces of DLC, and then the PS3 gets like the most amount of DLC for your money. So.
So that'd be something to look at for people that don't have Mass Effect. Like me personally, I currently don't own any Mass Effect games. So for
Likewise, I
60
never even
bucks, I
played.
can get three of them.
Yeah, I think you'll like number two the best because the combat's the best.
Well, I owned a number two for 360 and never played it. And then when I sold all my games to Chris, he got it.
Yep. Well, definitely, that set, I think it's going to be like 60 bucks, so
Yeah,
pick
60
it like
bucks for
that.
three Mass Effect games. I mean, I don't see why I wouldn't do that.
Plus DLC? Yeah.
So, as far as other news, did you want to mention the announcement for
Which one? Dead Island, Army of
or
Two, or
GT?
GTA?
Oh, well,
Yeah, that's
which of
true.
the three?
All right, let's least interesting, I think, is Army of Two. EA confirmed that it'll hit PS3 and 360 March 26th of next year. They're good co-op games, but I never thought they were anything spectacular. Just fun co-op games. Let's see. Dead Island got an actual release date instead of sometime next year. It is April 23rd for 360 and PS3. And the biggest kind of like, well, crap, we're gonna announce this anyways, is that Rockstar confirmed Grand Theft Auto 5 for spring of next year, probably around the time they released LA Noire and Red Dead.
And GTA 4.
Yep.
Yeah, they always go with the spring releases, which I mean isn't a bad idea because that way you're not competing with the Halos and Call of Duties every fall.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with ever since they've pretty much taken over that month. No one else really tries to touch it.
Except for Alan Wake when an RDR came out and Red Dead Redemption killed Alan Wake just because it came out on the same day.
Yeah, that was, I remember Red Dead just kind of like blew up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But GTA 5 is probably the biggest thing out of that, considering we've only, PS2 generation, we had three Grand Theft Autos.
I still think that's gonna blow up when it comes out. Do you remember how working at GameStop the minute launch for GTA 4, since the last time it had came out was PlayStation, nobody had touched it, and then it came PS3, 360, and what was it, couple hundred pre-orders per system?
Yeah, it was people were super psyched for it.
And we had, what was it, 150 pickups that midnight launch alone. That wasn't including throughout the day, that was just the midnight launch. So, and that was with what, a 2 to 3 year break, which is what it's been for this one?
Yeah,
Maybe
what it
5 years?
almost 5 years
Yeah.
because that was a little bit after I started working at GameStop. So, yeah, it's gonna be one hell of a way to end this console generation, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'm hoping that it's more along the lines of Vice City and San Andreas than it is 4, because I've always played GTAs and I've liked the GTA series, but 4 I could not get into whatsoever. I quit playing like a third of the way through it. I don't know, it was stale to me, it was boring.
Okay, so check this. They announced the 360 and PS3 version. Currently, they don't have any details on a PC version. Guess which console is also not mentioned at all?
The Wii U?
Exactly.
Shocking.
That'd be a pretty big dent to Nintendo, I think, if one of the biggest games series, period, didn't hit their console. I mean, I think the only, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, I think the only Grand Theft Auto on a Nintendo console are like the ones on Game Boy Advance and then Chinatown Wars on the DS. I don't think there's been a Grand Theft Auto on their consoles, period.
Correct, as far as I'm aware. I don't
Yeah,
recall any
great.
for the Wii. Love you. Bye.
Love you too.
Lewis is leaving. Shut up.
Tell him I love him too.
They said bye. They love you also.
Hey, I didn't say shit,
Okay,
Marshall.
George. He laughed. He goes, okay.
Awesome. Okay, so yeah, those are the three big release confirms. And Grand Theft Auto V only being confirmed because a bunch of retailers
Leakage.
got posters. We're like, oh, look, Grand Theft Auto V posters, hurt her. They're like, oh, well, crap, cat's out of the bag.
Yeah,
You
even
mean
though,
like
like.
shit we do? You mean, oh look, don't let Amanda in the back room because she has a cell phone.
That must have been after I left.
Eric got to the point of if it's merchandise that is not supposed to be released, he would let me in the back with my cell phone. If we had pretty posters, because I'd take pictures and he'd find them on Facebook within 2 minutes of me opening a box. He didn't like it, but it's okay. He finally got to the point of, it's whatever. He's like, don't let anybody else aside from our GameStop employees that I know won't say anything find out about this. And I was like, I have my profile blocked. They will never see.
There you go. All right. What else we got?
New releases this week. Some
Ooh.
pretty big games.
I got that. I got that.
How is
Go ahead.
the gameplay, sir?
Of what?
Yeah, what you got?
All right, this week, Professor Layton and the Miracle Mask for the 3DS, Assassin's Creed 3 for 360, PS3, and I believe PC. I should have written down which consoles this came out on. Need for Speed Most Wanted, 360, PS3, and Vita. Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation, which was for the
Oh.
Vita. Let me see, Ragnarok Odyssey, which was for the Vita. Zone of the Enders HD Collection for 360 and PS3, and it came with the demo for the new Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, which was pretty freaking sweet. Let's see, WWE 13, 360, PS3, Wii, Sports Champions 2, the sequel to that PlayStation Move Wii Sports ripoff on the PS3, and Nike Plus Connect Training for, I wonder which system, 360 Connect. And that's one of the biggest release weeks so far, and it's just gonna get worse and worse and worse.
Yep, so lots of releases, of course, the two biggest ones. The biggest one, obviously, is gonna be Assassin's Creed 3.
Yep.
George, didn't you pick that up this week?
I picked it up Tuesday after waiting 45 minutes for them to ring me up, and I was the
Okay.
only person in line.
That was so funny, listening to that entire story.
Oh my
But it's
God.
okay, it was worth it though. How much money did you save from their ignorance?
I only ended up spending like $90 on the special edition and the collector's edition guide after some coupons I had and a long, long wait.
What should it have been?
I think grand total, had I not used any coupons or anything, would have been like one. Let's see, the collector's edition was 120, and then the guidebook was 35, so about 155, so probably around 160, 165 with tax.
Yeah, not happening.
And then I'd say like probably the second biggest release would be Need for Speed Most Wanted,
Yeah, Assassin's Creed and Need for Speed Most Wanted.
which both those games I'm interested in, but neither one of them I'm going to spend full price for, so I'll just wait like 6 months to a year for them to go on sale and buy them for like 20 bucks a piece.
Well, Assassin's Creed 3, like she said, I picked it up and I had have almost all of them except, I think, the two on the DS. No, one on the DS and the Vita one. I even bought the mobile phone one long, long ago, and it was kind of crappy.
The only one I have is Revelations for PS3 because I bought it brand new for $10, and I haven't played it.
Oh, no.
Oopsie. I know Josh, my roommate, already beat it. He's done with it.
Wait, which one did he beat?
Three.
The third one.
And you let him play it?
No, he bought his own copy.
That's retarded. Whatever. Okay.
That's just us. He has a lot of free time. I'll probably start mine here soon. My playthrough.
But next game I buy is probably going to be COD Black Ops 2. And I hang my head in shame.
I'm not buying it. You should be proud of me. I've decided I'm not buying it.
Oh. I'm buying it.
Ooh, I'm dying inside. I might end up giving in, but as of currently, it's not happening.
No, that's not your soul dying. It's actually like reawakening.
Why the sudden change of soul?
Because Laura's Christmas decided that it wants to mommy to spend lots and lots of money, and I'd rather spend lots of money spoiling the crap out of my little brat.
Ah, makes sense. Luckily, I don't have any kids, so I get to spend all the money on myself.
Do you know what she got last year for Christmas?
A pony.
No, she got an iPhone 4.
That's ridiculous.
I have the coolest she was a 4-year-old then. I have the coolest 5-year-old ever. She already, what did I buy her yesterday? An XL DSi?
DSi XL, yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
So that pretty much wraps up news and releases.
Well, speaking of, since we were already kind of talking about what people were playing this week, what were you playing this week?
I haven't started anything new. I've been actually kind of like playing some Modern Warfare 3 just because I'm in the mood for Call of Duty since Black Ops is coming out within like 10 days.
Free gaming.
So I've been playing some Modern Warfare 3. I've actually been having fun playing Bare Bones. No kill streak, so there's not a lot of people camping. It's really fun because people actually just run around and play the game like it's supposed to be fun and not super serious. Got to raise my kill death ratio to 3 so I can get a date and a job. Seriously, that shit drives me insane. Like, all right, it's Call of Duty, people. It's a video game. You hear?
One of them bitch games.
It's a video game, but I got to get my kill death ratio above 2.5 to impress people that don't give a shit about it.
There are people at work like that. I think it's pretty funny. What's your kill death? Yours is pretty crappy. I don't care. I play to have fun.
Yeah, it's pathetically sad. Like, it just drives me crazy.
I had some guy one time tell me, I was like walking around and he was playing Call of Duty. He's like, yeah, you know, I went to MLG and stuff like that. He's like, he just kept talking and talking and talking. And then finally, he's like, yeah, you know what my kill death ratio is? And I was like, I don't care, and walked away.
I just don't understand. Like, okay, so I know that I'm going to like go off topic for a second, but it'll just take a second.
Off topic.
Something I'm very good at.
So, aren't we all?
People are always like, oh man, my Call of Duty kill death ratio, blah blah freaking blah. Alright, I can understand it if you were talking about Halo or maybe even Battlefield. Those games take at least a smidgen of skill. There's actual recoil, you actually gotta get headshots if you want to kill somebody quicker. So
where's
I can understand.
Where's the skill in Halo? Where's the skill in Halo?
Headshots?
Because you don't have any doesn't mean that no one else.
Hey, I did not do bad at all whatsoever at the land. I was staying pretty good. I did pretty good, thank you.
Dying. Headshots and aiming grenades really well, like bouncing grenades off walls, that kind of shit. Yep. Halo, out of all the first-person shooters on the market, I would probably say Halo takes the most skill. Actually, I would definitely say that.
Counter-Strike takes more.
I don't play Counter-Strike. I just don't like Counter-Strike because I haven't played in years, but the last time I played it, I mean,
I don't
hate
like it
because
I've not played it.
No. I don't hate it because the reason I don't like it, like I said, it might have changed in like the past 8 years since I've played it.
Hey, shut
I don't
up,
like the
boy.
Fact that I don't like the fact that the shooting is all like hip fire. I know people are like, oh, that's the skill you aim by like leading your hip fire, whatever. I like aiming down the sights. That's just how I am.
Oh, I can understand that. They kind of got an iron sights thing, but it's not really iron sights. If you crouch, your crosshairs become less
smaller. Yeah, more accurate. So
It's kind of like iron sights, but the problem with doing that is you slow down because you're crouched.
Yeah, so you can't aim down the sights without being at a disadvantage, pretty much.
Unless you're using the sniper.
Yeah. So yeah, the last time I played, that's how it was. You can only aim down the sights if you had a sniper, and I was like, I'm not really feeling this. Anyway, back to Call of Duty. So we're talking about skill. Call of Duty takes pretty much practically zero skill to do well at. I don't understand why people brag about kill death ratio when you can go into pretty much any game type, and if you want to, if you're patient enough,
you can camp
and boost your kill death ratio tremendously. It doesn't take skill, it just takes patience. To me though, I didn't spend $60 to sit in a corner and wait for somebody to run by every minute. I spent $60 to enjoy the game. So that's why I don't understand the whole kill death issue on Call of Duty.
Yeah. I really don't care. To be honest, the only kind of stat I really care about is win-loss ratio. As long as I'm in the positive, I really don't care.
Yeah, but that's sometimes if it's just like, that's if it were control. Us three. Yeah, I was about to say, and you get with a team that sucks and you get a team of like six people that know what they're doing, you're still going to be screwed if you've got three noobs, like three complete noobs.
I'll play, like a lot of times I play like late at night, so a lot of people on my friends list are already in bed, so a lot of times on games I play solo, and I don't go by win-loss for me, because I'm, like I said, usually by myself with random people, so it's normally completely out of my control, and if I get stuck with idiots, which is a daily, well, actually an hourly occurrence, then I'm screwed no matter what.
I just play mercenaries, so that way I don't have to, it kind of balances it out, since you're never really playing with, like, you know, a clan or a group or anything like that. It's all everyone for themselves, and it just pretty much comes up to who you get stuck with, but it's less, like I said, you get stuck with a clan or anything like that.
If I'm alone, I'll play mercenary a lot, just because, like you said, I don't feel like getting stuck with like a team of six, because obviously the team of six is going to win 99% of the time because they're coordinated, so I just don't find that fun to play with randoms while I'm playing against a coordinated group.
Yeah.
It's most frustrating on Battlefield, where there's actual objectives and you have dumbasses on your team going for kills and completely ignoring flags. Like, I can be the only person on my team to cap any flags. That happens in the Battlefield a lot. I just get dumbasses, oh, I'm going to go kill this guy. I'm playing Conquest. What's that flag? What the fuck's a flag? I don't know. And they just walk away from it.
Yeah.
So, yep. Call of Duty. Pretty frustrating. Retarded teammates.
So you've been playing Call of Duty then?
Yeah.
way
20 minutes ago. Yeah, I've been playing Modern Warfare 3. Haven't really started any single player stuff, but I need to.
Alright, Mandy?
Mine's mainly been League of Legends. I've been watching more anime than anything. I haven't even been playing a game. I've been trying to kill a series.
Kill a series?
I've been watching Berserk.
I heard it's good. Haven't.
It's freaking awesome.
Let's see. Guess it's my turn.
Ding!
Yay! More of the same, to be honest. Forza. I actually had to like make a list of what everything I've played this week. Like Forza Horizon, Pokemon White, Halo 3, Machinarium, Modern Warfare 3, Halo Reach, Bloody Roar 2 on PlayStation 1. Yes. And I played the my roommate picked up the Zone of the Enders collection, and I snagged it so I could play the Metal Gear Rising demo, and that was super awesome. Because it's Metal Gear plus the guys who did Bayonetta, which is just crazy over-the-top action, and they've done a really good job so far. I want to play more of the demo, but it's a 4-gig install on your PS3.
That's so what we were talking about that day.
So it'd take you like 3 days to download it, pretty much.
I actually like started the install, and then I started playing Pokemon and beat a gym leader and started grinding some more, and then it was halfway done.
Yeah, pretty much. That doesn't surprise. That's like the only downside I've found to my PlayStation or my Xbox is it takes forever to download shit. I don't know why. I mean, my internet connection is, my speed is fine. It's not being bogged down. I don't know why it takes so goddamn long to freaking download stuff.
Oh, no. The demo was just on the disc. It was just like a forever install when it came off of the fucking disc.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel so. I don't know how the people who, like, you know, since the PlayStation Store offers, you know, to buy full games off of the PlayStation Network, I don't know how they do it.
Half their subscription to PS Plus is taken up just downloading and installing stuff.
I could not understand. It's like, I already know that PS3 people go to midnight launches so, just so whenever they wake up, it's installed and they can actually play the game the next morning.
Wow.
Wow.
But, you know, for something like, to download something like Assassin's Creed to your hard drive and then let it download, and then if you do a background download, you have to go back and install it. Fuck that. More patience than all of us combined.
PS3, why are you so slow? Well, so that's what we've been recently playing. I really need to start on my backlog again. I finished Sleeping Dogs, started Borderlands, and then I went back to Call of Duty.
You would.
What to play next? I'm considering starting Crysis 2 or Darksiders 2 for single player.
I'm not gonna commit to anything. I'll play Assassin's Creed, but it's not gonna get beaten for a long time.
Not gonna get beaten for a long time.
Oh.
Moving on after that terrible innuendo.
I'll be playing Halo 4, actually. I know that the store's gonna open up a couple of copies to play, so I will definitely try out Halo 4.
Are
I'm
you actually
Joey.
gonna make an appearance on Monday evening?
Yeah, it's not like I have a, a life
Not
or.
you, I meant him.
Oh,
Oh,
Greg?
me?
Yes, Greg.
Probably, depending on my gas situation, because I get paid next Friday, so I'm kind of broke till then, and of course my car is terrible on gas. I
Yeah.
work that night.
You should just. Oh, you work that night. Damn it.
I get off at
Just go chill with
9:30.
George until after that.
Well, I get off at 9:30, so I was thinking I could just, yeah, like, hang out with them until
I was
and
about to
just.
say, if not, I'll talk to Lewis and you can just come chill at our house or something and
And then, like, go with whoever to the Game Escape for the night release. Of course, I'm not going to be buying the game since I don't own the 360, but I'd still be like, it'd be cool to play it just and see what it's like.
yep. I definitely want to. There's a couple of reviews already out, which is interesting how they did the reviews for Halo 4. Apparently, Microsoft invited a whole bunch of journalists to their place to play Halo specifically for review. They didn't send them a copy like they usually did.
I wonder why.
Yeah, but all the reviews have been great so far.
Yeah, I know on I don't really go by just one review. I like to go with Metacritic since they combine them all and average it out. So I like Metacritic since you have like everybody's opinion all under one roof. And I know I'm pretty sure on Metacritic after like 47 reviews, Halo 4 has a 90 on a 100-point scale, so that's pretty good.
I
Nice, that's
know
pretty decent.
I tend to go read IGN reviews, Kotaku reviews, and then just two or three other ones like Destructoid or Joystick. I trust IGN and Kotaku the most because IGN. I know they're the most, I don't know, commercialized or corporate of the places, but all
They get
the,
a lot of hate.
yeah, but those guys actually, they do a really good write-up of their reviews. And then Kotaku also as well. The content of the reviews is usually a lot better than the actual review score. It tells me everything I need to know.
Can't spell IGN
Everything?
without everything. Can't spell IGN without ignorant, ha ha.
I've heard that.
I don't mind IGN. I like Game Informer. I liked them when I got their magazines, but
Nothing.
since I no longer like ever go to GameStop, ever quit shopping there, and I don't have a membership thing to get free magazines, so I never get their magazines anymore. But
We can't read all of the stuff that they post online or steal copies from friends that waste the money on it.
well, the thing I hated about how they were getting rid of the physical copies for Game Informer and want to go to digital, and I tried out the digital and it was like shitty and like retarded to navigate and not an enjoyable experience. But what was I gonna say?
Hold on, wait, how did you describe that again?
So apparently I've
No, just that little bit.
do what?
You said something about shitty, horrible to navigate, and overall a bad experience.
Okay, so apparently. Oh, I get what you're saying. Wait,
Yeah,
I don't know
I
where
was
you're
gonna make
going
a
with it.
joke. I was gonna make a joke about that GameStop in general.
Oh, gotcha. You were having me so confused for a second. I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. So what do we got next?
Let's go with music and games.
Oh, yeah, the big topic for the week.
Oh, hey, now we're on the same page. Hey, guys. Oh, God.
Because one thing that I think is really overlooked and underestimated is music. And not just in games, but in entertainment in general. I mean, if you take sound away, if you watch a scary movie on mute or play a game on mute, your experience is drastically different and a lot worse, in my
opinion.
That's
so much true. That really is. So take horror movies. I don't know, silent movies are pretty freaking good.
Yeah, but those were made with that in mind. Nowadays, they're not. That was deep. Not really.
Nowadays, they're not, man. That's totally... But yeah, so music and games. I mean, I think that's a really overlooked thing that's really important. It's a big part of games. And so, personally, I mean, I know I said I'm a Halo fanboy, but even not being a Halo fanboy, I love the music in Halo. Like, okay. Halo 2, amazing music. That's probably my favorite game music ever, Halo. But I have to give big honorable mention to Zelda. Love some Zelda music.
Oh my God, that was on my list that I wrote down. Zelda, hell. If you hear that ringtone, it's Oop, Lost Forest. Ooh, that's the treasure box sound. It sound effects to music. It's got it covered.
I know, speaking of like music, how important music in games are, most people recognize the Halo theme, you know, with the Gregorian chants at the beginning. It's just like, oh. Like, you play that in, like, you know, a game store. People are like, Halo? What's going on? You guys play Halo? I want to play Halo. But here's a question for you guys.
Uh-oh. Yes, I'll have sex with you.
Oh, yes. What's the Call of Duty theme?
50,000 people used to live here. Now it's a ghost town.
No, like the song.
No, I'm just messing with you. I have no idea.
Oh my God, are you talking about the Saliva song?
No, just what's their theme song? Like,
they don't have one, they change every freaking year. Like, I mean, I know Black Ops is Back in Black by AC/DC.
I just mean like a main theme like Halo, where if you played it, people are like, oh yeah, that's Call of Duty song.
No. Oh, if I heard, you're talking about the menu theme song.
Oh, no, right? Not necessarily, just ow. If you hear the song, you're like, oh, that's Call of Duty.
No,
I don't really have one.
What I had for, like, ringtones and stuff whenever I'd do that was, like, whenever you ranked up or, like, challenge completed or stuff like that, that's about the closest you'd get to sounds like that I'd have for Call of Duty. And people were like, oh my God, is that Call of Duty? Yeah, you must play online.
Yeah, that's
different. But, I mean, that's the closest you're going to get to,
yeah,
I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, hey, Call of Duty doesn't really have one.
Yeah, I mean, like Mario, you know, you play the music for...
Do. Enough said.
Zelda, Halo, those are big. You play those songs and like games are just like, click, I know what it is. And I'm just thinking, it's like Call of Duty doesn't really have that.
It doesn't.
I mean, you have the announcer and you have like level up noise, but you don't really have that one thing people are like, oh, that's Call of Duty. Hell yeah.
Yeah. But I would say top three game music. You just list them just now. Mario, Zelda, and Halo, all three have amazing music.
I think that's like the main of it. Things that I like music listening to whenever I'm playing video games is normally sports games, has chill music that keeps me in game, and then normally racing games.
Yeah, if I'm listening to my own music, it's usually because I'm playing a sports game or a racing game, just because, I mean, I don't really care about the sound effects in those games. So I just listen to my own music. The nice thing I use some Turtle Beach XP300s, and the nice thing I like about those, I mean, they're not like top of the line or anything, but the wireless module that comes with them has a 3.5 auxiliary cable out, and I can hook up my phone or my iPod, and I can listen to the game sound and my music at the same time. So if I'm playing Call of Duty, I can still hear footsteps around me, but still be listening to my music at the same time. So I like that a lot.
That's pretty cool. I know. I wish more games had custom soundtracks, because, like, well, especially, like, racing games.
Zelda music.
Some of my favorite ones. I like the soundtracks in most Final Fantasy games. Those are really well composed. I just love Halo's themes, just because they
anything orchestra based, you'll get me on every time, as long as it's well done and you've got like any type of band or orchestra that's like well compiled together, I will enjoy it. And I'm not even a Halo fan. I'm not even a Halo fan, and you know this. We've discussed this, I think, a few podcasts and throughout our random conversations of us being friends. I'm not a Halo fan, but I do enjoy their music.
I will agree wholeheartedly on the orchestra thing, because the one game that has an amazing soundtrack and it has it all compiled, like, right there in the one game is Super Smash Bros. Melee for the GameCube.
Yes.
Like, the stage music and the orchestra music for the stages.
Actually, speaking of.
Absolutely great music.
Okay.
That was Super Smash Brothers Brawl is what ironically just happened to pull up, so it worked very, very well.
Super Smash Brothers stage music is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. Let's see. What's the most recent game soundtrack that really stuck out to you?
A whole soundtrack? Like I said, Super Smash Brothers. As far as themes go, I like Halo. Like, Halo 2 just brings me back to, like, complete nostalgia. Like, I love Halo 2 sound, like, theme.
I don't know. Zelda's going to always take the cake, especially when it comes to the music. And any of their music periods, just going to be like, oh my god, Zelda, I want to listen to it all. I would make CDs of that, actually. I think I'm going to get on iTunes here in a second and look and type in. Oh. As we're speaking, guess who's getting on iTunes?
I have to say, one of the best soundtracks I heard this year is the one for Bastion, a downloadable game on most anything now. I know it was on 360, and then it hit like Steam, and it's even on the Google Store for Chrome. But it's like very folky, almost, but it is. Just playing that game and with that soundtrack in the back, it's just fantastic.
I heard funky and it kind of made me giggle, and I was like, that's not what he's talking about.
No. Well, since you brought up sports games and racing games, do you think what do you think about those games where, like, the soundtracks are just other songs, like, you know, Madden or FIFA or.
Normally they've got like really. Upbeat tempos, like NHL, there's like a few, like they have their like mixed genre of like everything. You've got like a little like poppy stuff, you've got just enough everything compiled to where you actually stay upbeat and in the mood to want to play a game. Not everything.
Sports game, like she said, sports and racing, like, it's okay, has a decent variety, but it's not like their own created music, it's just,
no, they're like actual,
you know, other
songs,
artists that,
like,
have soundtracks thrown onto the game.
What
yeah,
was
which
it?
So to
NHL
me, that's
2012. I downloaded Bullet for My Valentine because I heard one. I liked Bullet for My Valentine, and I realized I didn't have one of their songs. It's like, oh my god, I know that band. Why am I not listening to this yet?
To me, sports and racing games, I mean, they're not special. I don't really like or dislike their soundtracks. I'll listen to a few of the songs, but a lot of times, if I'm playing those games, I'll just listen to my own music because, I mean, of course. It's my own music because I prefer it over whatever they have.
Uh-oh. I just think that those are interesting kind of exceptions to the rule. But at the same time, it's really important because, I don't know, if I was playing something like Need for Speed and then, you know, a Britney Spears song came on, I'd just be like, break. Where's
okay, well, this track? Chick right here would be like, oh my god, hit me, baby, one more time. Yes!
Yeah. And see, that's a game where... But, like, I was playing Forza Horizon, and I know some of the older ones had custom soundtracks, and I was just like, man, there's only three stations, and they only have a few songs, and after a while, you just kind of get bored of the same thing. I was like, I wonder if they have custom soundtracks so I can, you know, put some of my own stuff on there, and they don't, which really sucks.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't include that feature.
Yeah, I mean, technically you can, like, cheat it and hit the guide button and go into the music and hit play and then, you know.
That's just a pain in the ass, though.
Yeah, it's really cheap. I just they would have, like, built it in.
One song I like a lot.
Hear me, Microsoft, build it in next time.
One song I like, I've never even played the game. I've heard great things about it. I probably should play it, but I just never have gotten around to it. The ending credits song for Portal, the cake song.
Oh yeah.
I like I'll go to YouTube and sometimes listen to that song randomly. I like that song. I've never even played
I
the
don't know
game.
what you're talking about. I never finished Portal. I played like 30 minutes and I was just like, this is amusing. Okay, not a must.
Yeah, look at what it's called.
Just type in like Portal ending song.
God, what the hell is it called?
Okay.
Still Alive.
Oh yeah, Still Alive. That's it. Yeah.
Loser.
That song is awesome. It's on Rock Band.
That's pretty cool.
I can't say anything because that means I can probably play it on really hard. Oh, look, I'm on YouTube right now. What does it say? Call of Duty Black Ops 2, 11, 13, 12. Ha ha. Oh my god, and they have FPS Russia advertising it. That's even better. What am I looking up?
I don't know. Oh, Still Alive? Did you want to listen to the song?
Still Alive?
Yeah, just type in like Portal Still Alive.
Yeah. Well, oh, I didn't realize when FPS Russia was making fun of the Black Ops that it was like legit their trailer.
She's a little bit special, ladies and gentlemen.
A little bit.
Like if Stephen Lynch song.
Excited. Shut up.
What to say?
I don't want to listen to the president. Shut up.
I hear no music.
That's because I have muted Olivia.
Get that ad block on Firefox, yo.
Ad block on Chrome, yo.
No, this
no
is
ads
YouTube.
Whatsoever.
This is YouTube.
Yeah, you don't. It blocks the ads for the beginning of the videos, though.
Yep.
How?
Yeah, none of that
we'll discuss
shit
this
ever.
After.
What are you on IE? She's on IE. Point and laugh.
Oh,
no, I'm on Mozilla.
IE on Xbox 360.
Okay, what is
I'm
this?
I'm the only one who uses Chrome. Wow.
Yeah,
I
don't use
tried
Chrome,
but I don't know. I'm so used to Firefox that I stuck with Firefox.
If this blasts me, I might not be happy. Hang on, I gotta take my headphones off. I'm kind of scared.
It's not gonna be that bad.
It's not at all.
It's pleasant music.
No, the volume is loud.
I can hear it vaguely.
It's
I can
so
slightly
cute.
Hear it.
All right, I think we can mute her for a little bit and let her get back.
Oh, I've already paused it. I've been waiting for you to start talking.
Oh,
I thought you were going to keep listening to it.
It's adorable.
Look, it just makes everyone feel better afterwards.
Do, 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 do.
She's not going to be able to stop laughing now at all.
No. Better than yesterday's mood. I was raging.
At what?
Well, when I got home, apparently Lewis was off and Lewis wasn't working, so I was not a happy camper.
Happy camper.
Yeah. More like it was female, upset, angry. Why? I want to spend time with you. It was the girly emotionalness, and it was just like, rawr.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You are female.
Ah! Yeah.
Let's see.
That's pleasant music.
Let's
what
see.
You about cake?
Yeah, so you got to listen to Portal, and it's just that the end song is so awesome. Period.
I might download this.
If you got Rock Band, go on there. I think it was free on Rock Band, or it was $1. It was cheap, but it was you can play. That's another one of those songs that you just play and people just you know
they know exactly what it's from. Yeah.
Yeah. Halo, Portal, Mario,
Zelda.
Is there any other one that really?
Not that I know of. I can't really think of any other like games that have their own like songs made specifically for the yeah.
That just sticks out.
I can't really think of anything.
No. I think we lost Amanda.
I did. I did disappear. Sorry. I unpaused it for a second.
Yep.
I'm adding this to my favorites on YouTube.
Giggle, 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 giggle.
I'll just mute for the next giggle fit.
No, it's more entertaining that way.
I'm now, like, in a trance.
That's what that song does to you.
Hey, but at least I'm, like, calm and not hyper right now. Don't get any ideas, George.
Oh, no, I'm just kind of off in space right now. Oh, you know what we haven't discussed thinking about music games and soundtrack?
Controllers?
No.
That's totally related.
No, like Rock Band and Dance Central.
I thought you were going to say DDR, and then I would have laughed at you.
I did say. Oh, I meant DDR too.
I like Dance Central. I thought we've talked about that before.
Well,
maybe
just
touch back. Love those games.
I was just thinking soundtracks and games and how they're different for each one. And I guess the Rock Band Guitar Hero stuff falls under the kind of like Madden and Need for Speed.
Rock Band sucks. Guitar Hero is better.
Oh, you're fail. You are fail.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Rock Band still has weekly DLC.
Oh, well, I don't do the DLC.
Because
I mean, as for the gameplay, like, they're closer to, like, hitting every single note. I like it more.
Except Rock Band has, you know, the pro modes, which is literally hitting every single note because you're playing the actual instrument.
Wait, which pro mode? Did I miss this?
Apparently.
I've never seen a pro mode.
Yeah, they released the pro modes, which are literally you play the actual instruments and you hit every single note.
Oh, well, apparently I missed that, so either way, I still like my Guitar Hero. Still stands.
Can't account for bad taste.
Kanto.
Greg, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just listening to you guys talk about Rock Band and Guitar Hero. I enjoy playing those games, but I'm awful at them. Like, guitar playing is not anywhere in my future. Especially considering that my left ring finger was broken in high school and now is permanently crooked towards my pinky, so I like hit the wrong with my left ring finger. I hit the wrong button every time I'm trying to play guitar.
I've seen somebody play Guitar Hero and on expert. I can play on expert and hard depending on how difficult it is. Normally expert, and he could play better than me with three fingers.
What?
He played like hitting all the oranges and all the crazy stupid shit you played, and he never used his pinky. He could never make his pinky work. He's like, I have a dysfunctional pinky, so I learned to play with three fingers.
Wow.
The only part I'm decent at on those is the singing part. That's about it.
Is this before or after my ears bleed?
The singing part is just like any. When it comes to singing in Rock Band, just follow the rule of, like, karaoke. Just give the person alcohol and make fun of them. That's the best thing when it comes to Rock Band. Well, I think we are good for this week since we're losing Amanda there.
No, just open it and you'll laugh. He's 50 Shades of Grey.
Wow.
We've lost her, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, she's gone. So I guess that's going to signify us wrapping it up for the week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's crying.
I actually am crying right this second because it's kind of funny. Somebody just posted, apparently Assassin's Creed has the worst ending of game history. Including, what is ME3?
Mass Effect 3.
Oh, okay.
I think a lot of our listeners there just facepalmed at you, by the way.
It's fine. Well, I read it, ME3. I thought he was trying to do like a me and then like a heart thing, so I was like, wait a minute, maybe this is another acronym, because I was reading
AC. Me love you.
We love our viewers.
We do, though. And they're not viewing, they're listeners.
That's the point. That was the joke. All right, Greg, can we wrap it up now?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. So next week, I think we're going to have a good show with Halo 4 release. Looking forward to that.
Monday, and it's going to be fun.
The week after, we've got Black Ops 2, so two big weeks in a row, especially for gaming news.
Bam!
So definitely some interesting topics on the horizon. Going to cover... like I said, new releases, we got Black Ops 2, Halo 4, and then maybe touch on some older retro-type stuff, you know, maybe kind of what games you'd like to see brought back, like old games that are no longer around. RIP to Road Rash, by the way.
Road Rash.
Road Rash was the shit.
Yeah. Oh, she's getting married. Oh, sorry, yes. Easy moment.
Okay.
Something that to look forward to. But, yeah, so we'll try to get these last few shows edited and up ASAP, and we still need to do something about having a name.
What we'll figure something out. What is his name you speak of?
Yeah. Well, say our goodbyes, Greg.
All right.
Bye,
so...
Greg.
Potato.
This is Salvador out.
Mandy Greg. Out.
Later, guys.
Greg's out. Have a good week, everybody.